where we talk about all things nerd. I am your host, Fluffy. Sitting to the left of me is Mr.
Miguel Sanchez. Matt, what's going on?
And our special guest today, once again, filling in for Rick, is Will Wozzeck. Say hi, Will.
What up, y'all?
Good enough.
Beautiful.
So, how was everyone's week? We took a week off.
Yeah, we did take a week off. I feel like I took a week off from life. Went by so fast. So, I did. Oh, yeah, I have done a lot of stuff.
You have?
Yes.
What have you done?
I've read some comics.
Uh-huh.
Watched some movies.
Uh-huh.
I've made some love.
Ooh.
And,
Scandal.
Yeah, scandals. And I liked it all. What, I wasn't supposed to?
Well, the lovemaking was just okay for me, I guess.
Oh. Sorry. I didn't mean to go in so hard.
It wasn't that. It was just the disrespect.
Oh.
The lack of respect.
Sorry. Well, you just want to look me in the eyes.
Terrible.
Why don't you look at me in the eyes?
I had to work all weekend. Which wasn't too bad. The weather was nice and stuff, so, I mean, it wasn't slamming in the movie theater, but I exploded a bag of powdered milk all over me.
Wait, why do you have powdered milk?
Yeah, why is there powdered milk?
We have a coffee machine that, like, you put the cup on it, press a button, blah, blah, blah. Powdered milk was out, so I go grab it.
Never thought you guys would have coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It makes perfect sense, though.
It's just a cheap machine that dispenses.
Spits out cheap coffee.
Yeah, it's not like
that. Because people don't ask for a lot of it, but I'm sure the elderly come in.
You would be surprised.
I can stay up here, too.
More people than you think. So I gotta put the powdered milk in it, and to do that, you gotta get off. You have to do it in the top of the machine. I'm very short, so I had to get the stepladder. So I'm on top of the stepladder, and I'm trying to just open this bag, and I'm thinking to myself, I should just get some scissors and cut. And as soon as I think cut it, boom! The bag just burst open, and just powdered milk everywhere. And I'm standing on a stepladder, so I don't know how no one saw this, because I would laugh my ass off. But it was just a big pop.
Shame averted.
White smoke. Like, if I would have jumped down and ducked down, people would have thought I was a fucking ninja.
You should have just
gone.
Powdered milk, man, and then just farted and slowly walked away.
I looked around. No one saw this. I was lucky. Happy.
You got lucky this time.
Happy but also sad because it would have been hilarious.
What would have been more?
I could have been like Foot Clan disappear.
What would have been more hilarious is if LeBron was there and he saw you do that and you just thought you were like making fun of him throwing up powder. I mean,
but he no longer lives here.
Well, he's
in town.
He does.
He's in town right now.
Let's get him, boys.
He just donated new jerseys to St. B.
Oh, are they nice?
All new, like all every fall sport
people.
Like,
people tend to freak out
band
when he comes
and stuff
to
like that.
Sees the movies. But it's weird because that's like when he's the most regular person ever. Yeah. You know, he's not slam dunking a basketball. Yeah, like, oh, but he's just
He's not doing anything amazing, dear. He's just kind of sitting watching a movie.
One for the movie, please.
I worked security for him. True story.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. At the dorm.
Yeah. At the
which is a watering hole.
Yeah, they changed.
Well, it's some kind of hole.
Yeah. It actually doesn't exist anymore.
No,
they changed name.
It caught an STD. Yeah. The whole building,
pretty much. So, LeBron randomly comes in, and they're like, "Okay, hey, you," and
because we're always announced when we go to bars.
Well, I mean, you kind of have. I mean, because every single person in the valley is now trying to come into the dorm to come see LeBron. So there's like me and like Nate.
Yeah.
So it was like me and an old roommate.
But like it's so weird. It's like because people want to go see LeBron when he's at a bar or at a movie.
And he's just relaxing.
Yeah,
like
he's just
chill. Yeah. Yeah.
You're not going to see anything amazing.
Yeah.
He doesn't even drink.
Well, there you go. Like, yeah. You're not even going to see him sloppy or stupid or anything like that. You're just going to be like, "Oh, there he is playing pool awfully." Which I don't know if
now,
you can play pool or not.
Now this bar is really cramped and it's taking 10 minutes.
Yeah,
to get
so
drinks.
I'm like, well, and I'm
let's
like,
leave this shithole.
I felt like, you know, felt like a little Captain America-esque in Avengers, because I'm like, all right.
Tie it in.
I'm like, all right, we need a perimeter set up around LeBron. What do you do? I was like, section off by the pool table.
The
I was
bar
like,
is 10 need to
get
feet
extra
wide.
People. I'm like, get some more people around here, you know, so that way we can make a perimeter around him so that there's not too many people that close up to him.
The bar is like 100 square feet.
We did it,
that's
though.
A perimeter.
Then he was like, just going to let him walk from like one bar to another bar. I was like, we should probably walk with him to the other bar that you own.
I don't know. I think LeBron can take care of himself.
Let me explain to you what reasoning and me wanting to do that is because they don't do shit at the other bar, so I could stay there as long as LeBron was there and then still get paid, but have to just stay and do nothing.
Gotcha.
Watch LeBron.
I gotcha.
Good boy.
Yeah, but I'm the one there. They should be.
So that would be hilarious.
I'm so important because I'm so. Fucking small.
That would
no
be a hilarious commercial,
like,
though.
On when I go to bars.
Like, imagine how hilarious people that commercial would be.
Kicking you out of the shoe. You
know. If LeBron, like, walked up to a counter and he was like, hey, let me get some of them. There you are, just going like that with powder everywhere and be like, MasterCard commercial or something like that. Yeah. Maybe like
in
a
your face, like LeBron!
A Twizzlers commercial or something like that.
No, he just, I mean.
Did he trademark that?
No, because Dwight Howard did it just to piss him off, I think.
But he came into the theater one time.
Let's just get that trademark.
When he was playing for Cleveland, he came into the theater one time, and he came up to my concession line. Then I helped him or whatever and, like, gave him his total. He was like, you know, you need anything else? And he was like, yeah, another water. So the change from the water was, like, 75 cents. And I'm like, you know, here you go. Here's your change. And he looks at me. Looks at the change, just puts it down, goes, I don't need this, and walks away. I was like, okay. But then he went over to the video games. I was trying to play a video game. I was like, you probably need this now. But I already had taken it and put it in my pocket. No, I don't think I took it. I was like, I don't need 75 cents either.
Like, just I'm threw poor. It on the ground. You just threw it on the ground.
So what am I supposed to do? Thank you, King James, for the taco. I will
let
eat
me
later.
See your ring.
That's what you actually threw up in the air. Was the 75 cents.
Was his shredded 75 cents.
And I went to see Friday the 13th, the remake. When I went to see it, he went to see it, too.
Oh, my God. What did he do?
I was like, wait a second. I saw that, and that was a long time ago. I
think
this was like
a
recent. A
Michael Phelps smoking weed joke while the movie was going on. Pertinent to the movie, like something in the movie, but he goes Michael Phelps or something when they were doing bong rips or something.
Got him.
I looked back. Good. I was like, really? Really? And then I think in that movie there's a reference to him. Actually, in the remake. Just a small one. I think the Asian guy says, like, oh, you think you are LeBron or something? I don't know. Oh. I forget.
So then as soon as I, like, he heard the line, all right, pack it up. We out of here. Did he?
No,
did he?
I don't know.
Oh, he stayed through the credits.
That
would have been funny.
But we had Shaq was pretty funny when he played for Cleveland. He would come in.
Yeah.
Shaq
told me a bunch of stories.
Yeah.
Give us one. Give us your...
Shaquille O'Neal.
Give us your least favorite.
Yeah, Shaquille O'Neal.
For those who don't know who Shaq is.
Yeah.
Yeah, he
made a game.
He came in the theater. He's
he
always
made
really
a game
nice.
Called Shaq Fu.
Oh, well, okay. Yeah. Fuck Shaq Fu. What the fuck were you thinking?
I think he did program that game.
Yeah, he probably. That's why it's so messed up.
He also had some great rap videos.
But it was around the same time. It was right around the same time the Tooth Fairy with The Rock, that movie, was coming out. You know, a family film where The Rock's the Tooth Fairy. Duh, because he's big and muscly, not like you think a Tooth Fairy would be. And we had a standee for it. And he comes into the theater and he looks and he goes, what the hell? And I was like, you know, is there something wrong? And he looks at, like, The Rock standee, the Tooth Fairy. He goes, I was supposed to be the Tooth Fairy. He's stealing my roles.
Shaq,
I read
awesome.
That script years ago.
He's a funny guy.
Yeah, he is.
Maybe we can get him as a guest.
Yeah, we'll have our secretary.
Yeah.
Luann.
Yeah.
Call some people.
Gotcha.
We are hitting the big time. So we're in a new. We have a room.
Yeah, we have a podcast room.
Yeah, it's kind of nice. We were just kind of sitting at my dining room table.
We should make a Facebook or something. I hear people like Facebook. Oh, actually, wow. I only ever see complaints on Facebook.
But yeah, everyone's Facebook.
Candy Crush as well. Don't forget about Farm.
Yeah, why is Mike D sending you invites for this Candy Crush? Do you play it?
No, I play Candy Crush, but I don't link it to my Facebook because I don't give a shit. I don't want all that shit to come up. And like they had a thing where, you know, if you run out of lives, you can ask a friend for lives on Facebook if you're connected, or you can pay like 99 cents for a life, or like to move. And then at level 35, I think it is, to move on to the next set of levels, you either have to have someone invite you or pay to move on to the next set of levels.
Gotcha.
So after 35, I stopped because I was like, well, I'm not connecting this to the Facebook, and I don't want to pay for this shit, so I'm done.
Good
and
call.
I just went back, and I got 3 stars on all the levels up to 35. And then so...
Yeah,
then they came out with an update. Money. That now, once you get to that point where you're at a new set of levels, you can do quests, and you can only do one every 24 hours.
Gotcha.
So you do what you play, and they're not really hard. They're just a level, basic level, and then you beat it, and then you have to wait another day, then you beat that one, then you wait a day, and you beat the third one, and then you get to move on for free. So that's how I've been playing. I don't pay for anything. I don't ask for anyone on Facebook. And I think, like, as I'm waiting for the next day, I'll play some levels just to get 3 stars. I think I have 3 stars on up to level 51 all. Because it's like...
So, yeah, he plays Candy Crush.
Yeah.
That's basically, that's the answer. Bit. That's the answer.
Well, it's just like when something's on TV, but it's not really worth watching. It's just you're kind of chilling out.
Yeah.
Couple level, you know, just do it.
I've never played it.
I used to. I think I was up to like 100 and something. Like I was pretty deep into it.
91 right now.
And like it was ridiculous what I had to end up like doing in order to win. Like you had to get 2 of the big bombs you had to collide 2 of them together twice.
Your face, man,
but,
was priceless.
Yeah.
Twice,
you malfunctioned a little bit there.
Yeah, that was a stroke if I've ever seen one. Drooling now.
So, I've been playing a lot of...
You've been
collide.
Yeah, you've been playing Candy... And when I don't want to play Candy Crush anymore, it's Bejeweled Blitz.
Pretty
much the same fucking game.
I've been playing Marvel's Avengers Assemble.
Oh yeah, I've seen posts for that.
I mean, I don't know.
What's free?
I don't ever have to.
Yeah, but what kind of game is it?
So,
what do you do? Like,
it's like kind of an MMO, but everything does get broken down into like a Pokemon battle. Except you've got 3 people on.
Can
your
you pick
team.
Agent Coulson? As
you
a,
get an agent.
Is it Coulson?
You explain.
You get
it,
an
from
agent.
What he told me, you get an agent, and then you can start picking the godlike.
You get an agent, and then you get. I forget who you start off with. You get a Tony Stark, so you get Iron Man.
Okay,
nice.
And
Thor.
No, but then like they give you like
Hawkeye.
They come in. Hawkeye's on there. Yeah,
Clint Barton.
Could he be?
I mean, my team
agents?
Right now is the Agent, Cyclops, Iron Man,
Steve.
No, he like you're helping him out.
Oh, okay.
And you're leveling up while helping him.
Okay, so when can you ever unlock him?
Yeah, but it costs like 90 command points
because he's broke as fuck. Probably.
No, it's awesome.
Oh no, it's awesome. Takes the head to the list.
Take the head.
Oh man.
I really just wanted to smack you in the face, you know?
I guess I deserve it. Anyways. But, and
so how many stars
what's
out
the,
of 5 would you
the
give?
The spy chick?
Black Widow?
Yeah, Black Widow.
What's her name? Romanoff?
Yeah. The noodles.
So, let's talk about these. We saw some YouTube kind of independent film videos. These aren't new videos. We just...
No.
A coworker of mine showed me them, and I had to show you guys. They're shorts, and I don't know if I want to spoil the second one, though, but we'll talk about the first one, because the first one's The Punisher.
Was that one?
I kind of given it away, but... Like, when you look it up, it's The Punisher. You look it up, Dirty Laundry on YouTube. It's a short video about The Punisher, which is...
really good. Now, was that independently done, or was it...
I'm pretty sure it's independently done, because they can't say...
Gotcha.
The Punisher, you know? They don't... Obviously, they're not saying anything that'll get
correct.
Them
they don't even
legally.
Say Marvel Comics at any point.
Right. But it stars Thomas Jane, who was the Punisher in the 2004 version. I think it was 2004.
Yes.
Yes.
The Travolta one.
Yeah. And so, it's really good. And then
it's really good.
There's another one.
Words
which,
can't do it
which
justice.
Which I will save till next time to talk about. Because
okay.
We'll give them a chance to watch these videos and
okay.
then discuss it. Because
well, do you want to tell them to watch... the next one, like just say its name.
Yeah, no, it's called Truth in Journalism.
Okay.
Look that up on YouTube. Watch that.
It's good.
It's good.
Yeah,
it is.
These are really good videos.
Stick with it. You might not be.
You got to stick with it.
Yeah, asking yourself.
You do
well,
have
where
to
the
stick
fuck
with
is this
it.
Going
uh-huh.
Shit, but you'll.
But know
you'll
that we're that. Recommending it.
Yes, we are highly recommending. So it is Dirty Laundry for the Punisher video,
mm-hmm.
and then Truth in Journalism. Check those two videos out. Will, give us your reaction to the videos without explaining them.
I liked them. I like that, because you know those type of movies will never be made, for the most part. But it gives you like a little bit of a bite of, if you could just make this plot line,
well,
it would be
boy.
A very good movie. It'd be better than... that Punisher movie that we none of us ever
that
saw.
That review will yeah. make sense as soon as you watch those.
Wow, that is
that's a really good review.
The most accurate review I think I ever heard.
I mean,
Will Morrison give.
Yeah. I don't know. I used to like all the Batman and Superman ones way back in the day. They were way more out of control than these. Like these actually are well thought out plots.
Yeah, it's like that Casey Jones movie.
Yes.
Yeah.
If you CaseyJonesTheMovie.com, check that one out.
We've talked
about
it.
Have
good.
You? All right.
It's good. And
no, it is.
Will is why I saw it.
It's pretty. I mean, yeah, it's
it
pretty
is.
Good.
It's awesome.
Give us your review of the Casey Jones movie.
I thought it was pretty epic, and the climax of the whole entire movie is when you see Crane.
Yeah.
Well, thanks
like,
for the
yeah.
video for me. Joking. Not really.
You wrote it for me.
No, just know that when you... Because he's only in it for like 2 seconds.
Yeah, but you'll see why he said
yes.
that. Watch it. It really doesn't spoil the moment.
No.
It yeah. Because the Mortal Kombat movies that they're trying to make, you know...
The web series.
Like,
I only watched one, I think, and I can't.
I watched like three of them. They
they're not,
they start,
they're not
yeah,
memorable.
Yeah,
you just kind
you know,
of forget about them after you watch them. Like,
they're just like two gotcha. Characters meeting, and that's it. Like, there's not like
them doing anything crazy.
Yeah, like, it's not like Sub Zero's
bicycle
doing
kicking
the laundry or anything. You know,
Sub Zero's doing his laundry. How do you tell him and Scorpion apart then? One has blue underwear, the other one is yellow, I guess.
Yeah. Well, Scorpion is all skeleton.
Well, I think Scorpion's
what about
mom,
Reptile?
I think
what about Reptile?
Mom writes his name in his underwear for him.
What
so
about Reptile?
Oh, okay.
There's mom. Reptile.
Yes.
There's another one, too, isn't there?
Yeah, there's Smoke.
Yeah, Smoke and
yeah.
Ermac.
Yeah.
Is it Rain?
Rain.
Yeah.
Did we get them?
Those were good
Noob
movies,
Sabat.
Too, by the way.
Noob Sabat, yep.
I saw the first one in the theater the day it came out.
I liked it. I liked
way better than
bad.
The Street Fighter.
The
way
first one
better.
Is bad, but it's a fun movie.
Exactly.
It's the
I don't
CG
mind when it's
in
on
it
TBS.
Is perfect for what budget film it was when it was made.
It was a whole hell of
the
a
The Scorpion doesn't even come
Street
out of Scorpion's
Fighter.
Hand.
Oh, yeah.
It comes out without 3 inches in front of his hand, but you get the idea.
They tried, and it's cute.
You know,
it's like
yeah,
when a child brings you macaroni.
Harpoon is actually an animal that follows you.
Yeah.
I mean, that was my biggest gripe, I think, with it. I wasn't allowed to see it for the longest time. I had to wait.
Really?
Yeah.
Did it? Ooh, what did you see?
You weren't allowed to do Blood Mode. Wasn't allowed to be on your settings.
We only had a Super Nintendo.
Oh,
so
you didn't have to worry about that.
I got it for Game Gear though, and I did learn the blood code, and I turned that shit on. Like fuck yeah!
And then
now you're
a criminal.
And then I got it for my 386 computer that I had.
The 386.
Oh yeah, one of the original or not original, but old computers. The 386. Computer.
Was it like a Commodore? Or?
No, it was it was a PC.
I had Mortal Kombat 1 on my PC. That's how I first started playing it. And then I started playing 2 over at Donnie's house.
And then 2 we had for Super Nintendo, but that I had blood in it and everything already.
Yeah, like 2, I remember we didn't even buy the first one for Super Nintendo because we're like, wow.
2 was was the shit, like... Look how many characters you get. You can do so many stage fatalities, more stage fatalities. You know, and I didn't mind that they redid the pit.
Fatalities.
Yeah, the pit.
Friendships.
Because the pit was just a concrete floor in the second one.
Uh-huh.
But, like, when you knocked them up, it went to an overhead view of them falling and splat, which was kind of cool. And I also liked, what was it? I forget the name of it, but it had spikes on the ceiling.
Yeah.
And you could knock them up. And I think it was either if you held down or the player who actually got fatality. If he held down, when he get knocked up into the spikes, his body would slide down and fall back down.
Yeah, I think it was you had to hold down the entire match.
No, not the entire match. Just when it happens. Just as you're doing the fatality. Just hold down.
What
and
were
the body
some, there was...
But there is that, like, babalities. I think you had to hold low kick. Or friendships or whatever.
That was it.
Or you could only use low kicks.
I forget. And remember having
kicks
to
in general.
Write all that shit down and getting
magazines. That was the greatest because...
You bought the books? Like the walkthrough books? No, then I was like, the internet.
I bought the
walkthrough. Printed that shit off.
We bought the
it probably cost me my dad as much to print them off back in the day as it did for me to just go buy them.
He
didn't know that.
We bought the
it cost me shit. We saved myself $13.
Sticking it to your dad.
We bought the walkthrough books for Mortal Kombat and Primal Rage.
Okay.
So, like, the Primal Rage one's actually really good and shows you these really long combos you can do in it and stuff.
Nice.
Pretty cool. But there was one time hold on, let me rephrase that. When Donkey Kong Country came out for the Super Nintendo.
I know what this is.
Me and my brother, you know, it was an awesome game. It looked good. It was fun to play. And so me and my brother had our own games, and there was a third slot. My dad started his own game, and he got really far ahead, and we were like, wow, he must be like really good at this game. And we'd be playing and he'd be like, jump up here, you know, there's a balloon up here, or, you know, there's a green balloon over here, and do this and do that. And we're like, wow, how does he know all this stuff? And
He's a gaming master.
Yeah. As a kid, I'd wake up early on Saturday mornings, as most kids do, and watch cartoons, that kind of thing. And I was down in the basement, and for some reason I looked under the couch we had down there, and I see there's something under there, and I pull it out. It's the Donkey Kong Country strategy guide. So when my brother and I would go to sleep at night, my dad would pull out the strategy guide and just play the game and just learn all the secrets and get really far ahead. And then and then as soon as I was like, I found this, and he's like, oh, you found it? It was pretty funny, though. Because there was
Did he finally beat the game?
No, I think he stopped after we found the strategy.
Gotcha.
That's how I would be if I was a dad. Take all the fun out of it. You know, like, fuck. I had a good thing going here. They thought I was good at
video
games. My parents
were big into video games for the regular Nintendo. The Super Nintendo, I don't know what it was, just didn't really appeal to my parents as much. But the regular Nintendo...
Well, let's see. I think...
The regular Nintendo, my mom would play Top Gun. She got to the space level. She would move the controller... Like it's the Wii now. Yeah. You couldn't stand next to her, or else you might get smacked in the face when she's playing Top Gun. She beat Rad Racer. They play Tetris for.
Oh,
hours
I know.
On end.
My mom would destroy anyone at Dr. Mario.
Oh, Dr. Mario was a big one.
Yeah, we were talking. We need to have
a parent off.
My mom can be your mom. Because, yeah, let's see. They played a lot of regular Nintendo. And then really, it was when Super came out.
And my dad.
Like, they started playing a lot.
And my dad played Super Mario Brothers. I think he's the one that showed us the 100 lives trick.
Nice.
Jumping. He, like, hurt. I guess he. I think he heard it from a, like, co-worker about this trick. And then came home and showed it to us.
Because he was at work, like we are at work, just talking about.
Yeah.
Video games, whatever, at the water cooler.
Whatever your kids are playing with.
Yeah.
Play this video game.
You play it. Hell and yeah, then,
and
you
then it, I think N64 really dropped off. My dad said it gave him headaches because of all the movement.
Oh, so. The polygons. Uh-huh.
So.
No, that's... My parents played Mario Kart. Ooh, excuse me. Mario Kart, like, through its entire life. Like, still now when it's Christmas... You know, Thanksgiving, whatever, we're all around. It's
yeah.
Pop in the Wii, play some Mario Kart.
Well, my mom got big on Guitar Hero when I first got it.
Yes, she did. She bodied me the first time I ever played that game. I was like, nah, because he looks so
She would play it all the time.
Because you don't understand, you're not playing a guitar. You're just pressing buttons. That's so all funny. It is.
You overthink it at first.
Like, hold on, I just have to press the button when it's... Don't get involved. Like, you're not actually playing guitar. Like... Yeah. All you're doing is synchronizing to the button configurations that they do for you, and that's when you start feeling you're, like, awesome at the game. But
that's
you're really not playing the guitar.
With Will.
Yeah, exactly.
That's Segment Guitar Hero. But I'd play the shit out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we all three of us really did.
My dad bought make-your-own Doom levels because when we got... We got him a Pentium computer for Christmas.
That's so awesome.
Like, in Pentium, I think I had that. Like, a Pentium computer was, like, godlike.
Yes,
that was top tier.
It was.
The fucking cows on the boxes and shit, whatever. And so I had a 386 and we networked it and we played Doom, and it was so funny because on the Pentium you're just flying around. On the 386, they'd be over here, then suddenly over in the middle of the screen somehow and all this shit. And it was funny. So he bought the program to make your own Doom levels. Like, you can buy this. It's probably, you just put the walls here and stuff like that.
It came with
a book that's thicker than War and Peace about how to program Doom levels. And, like, on the box, it gets you really excited because it shows pictures of people who made Simpsons Doom with Simpsons characters.
Yeah, I've seen those.
And there was one with aliens, and you were, like, in the suit. And, like, you're thinking, wow, I can do all this in a Doom game?
Yeah.
That's so awesome.
And you think it's just like a point-click drag.
Yeah, no, it was program your own Doom game. And he made one level with steps that went to nowhere. And that was it. It took him hours.
I remember my dad used to work in the software department at CompUSA, so he used to get all these free when they used to give out demos. Like, I would
get
to charge.
Dad. Thanks for trying.
I used to try out, like, the shittiest fucking software and all this other shit back in the day.
Like, what was the
I
crap?
Remember. Well, I remember, like, one of the ones that was kind of sweet was, like, Diablo. I remember when he first got Diablo. I played...
See, I think I was too young for Diablo when it came out because I tried playing it and I just didn't get it. Like, it wasn't fun for me. And I was a stupid kid, so.
I remember, like, having all, like, architectural things. Like, build your own house.
Yeah.
You have, like, all those. And I'd be like, oh, I'm going to build my own house. Yeah. Like, I'm freaking 10 years old. Like, I can build my own house.
This in a box of nails.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, seriously. So, anyways... There was that. There was, like, your own movie one. It was pretty sweet. Like, you can make your own movie.
Yeah, I had a bunch of those. But, like, I'm getting hair.
But I'm saying, like, I was way too young to be, like, doing these things. Like, so I should be outside playing, and my dad's like, here, just go like this for 12 hours and move things around. And it was, like, claymation or something.
Oh,
like that.
Gotcha. Yeah, I even had some of those.
Like, that's how it was. Like, I legitimately had to, like, claymation it all the way over. Fucking awful. I had ADD. That was bad.
It's
a struggle. It's an everyday struggle that I deal with quite handsomely.
I might add.
So let's move on to James Bond movies. Malice, you have seen them all. You watched them all?
I've watched most of them.
Most of them.
I'm actually
saving. Did you skip any, or you just haven't gotten to see
I yet? Skipped one. Because I am watching them in succession.
In what?
In succession. I said, sure. I'm watching them in order, sequential order.
There you go.
And, except I didn't watch Dr. No.
Why did you skip that one?
Because I kind of want to go back after I've watched them all, and I haven't seen this one in years. And
so you know Dr. No pretty well. Yes. I already remember
most of the characters from most of these, from just being younger. My dad loves the James Bond movies. Uh-huh. So, you know, when it's Sunday and he's just
lounging around. I've got them all on DVD for my dad.
Yes.
It was like almost $100, and they only released them every... They released a set every Christmas.
Oh, I see.
They really
so like it took stingy. it was cool because we got to get them.
Was the sets based on actor?
It was based on year. It was just based on Succession. So you would get like the first.
Well, I didn't know if they were like here's like you got the like Roger the first Moore 10 series, and you got the second. No. The Sean Connery.
Correct. No, because we had to wait for the one with Roger Moore and Sean Connery to get the one for my dad to come out.
See, I only watched them once when I was young, and around the time GoldenEye was coming out. I think my brother may have got the box set, or they were on a cable channel all the time as well.
Mm-hmm. And, they constantly are.
Yeah, and so I've seen everyone, but I don't like they all run together. But from what I remember, Moonraker is the one that stands out the most.
Same here. I mean, going through all of them, Moonraker's still probably my favorite one. Because
it's so fucking awesome.
Here's the thing. It's over the top. It's crazy. But if you have to have someone infiltrate an orbiting moon base that's going around the moon, and there are lasers involved, and you need a secret agent to go there, who would you send? James Bond.
Yeah.
So, of course, yeah. And it ends with, I'm going to spoil it, an astronaut laser fight.
Yeah.
And it's awesome. I was on the floor rolling.
Or we'd send Kurt Russell, Snake Plissken.
or put some snakes on that orbiting base.
Snakes on an orbiting
moon base. And then Home Alone.
They're just floating around.
That would be scary.
That'd be terrifying.
That would be terrifying.
Do you know how far they could lunge? As far as they wanted to. That's how far.
But very slowly.
Yeah. Well, it depends how fast they pushed off.
Do you think they... Here...
It's only funny because it's actually true.
Okay, so do you
like
think...
You had a snake in a cage, you open its door while it's in space, and it lunges at you.
Uh-huh. Yeah, no.
Keep going.
Yeah. It'll eat through you.
Unless you dodge.
It can latch on.
But.
What if it's a boa?
Okay,
and
once it was
constrictors
out,
you very slowly. That would suck.
Once it's out, let's just say it kills one astronaut. Uh-huh. Do you think it could figure out how to move in space?
No.
I don't know if the slither
first
might
of all,
propel
first
it
of all,
space.
It probably do.
No, it wouldn't.
Could it live?
No
could it live in that atmosphere?
That's the whole point.
We're ignoring that whole point. Maps. Could it just live in that atmosphere? Because we
nothing
can't just
could
take
live
off.
In that
okay,
atmosphere.
So
it's space.
So does it have a little helmet on
base
that it can eat through?
What we're talking about in the moon base.
Moon base.
Oh, in
maybe
the moon base. Gotcha.
We got it. Yeah.
Sorry,
the artificial gravity goes out.
Just I am.
Just as the scientist is going
to
try to
it
experiment
would be funny
on the
to
snake.
See a snake floating around, and then I don't know how it would react to weightlessness. Would it try?
That's
and
what I mean. Would it just freak out?
Probably. What would anybody do if you were
just
like,
just start
hey, bam. Weird. Like if we just had weightlessness right now, I'm pretty sure I would shit my pants.
Yeah. But it wouldn't leave your pants. It wouldn't drip down.
Or would it?
It might.
We would just have shit like floating
yeah,
around.
Yeah, we'd have to float around with Will shit.
But it wouldn't run down your
yeah. This anti-gravity.
I don't know. Yeah. It all depends how your
we
leg is, you know?
Okay, this is no longer the podcast room. It's going to be the zero-G room.
Dun, dun, dun.
I need a nuclear power plant.
Moonraker was my favorite James Bond movie.
But most people... So what's your favorite?
Dr. No, it's just the OG original.
Okay, most... It seems like
it's
most...
It's every one of them. Just... It's the core... It's at core what every James Bond movie is, and it's the first movie. Mm-hmm. It is what every movie is copying in some way. So how do you top? Eventually, they have to go to the space because
yeah, you do. You have to
because how the hell do you top it? How do I top a midget with a like they had to have a midget with a hat that he went wait. You know what I'm saying? Like yeah,
they played midgets out.
Yeah,
like we have to go to space.
And we thought Mini-Me was bad.
They okay. An honorable mention is License to Kill because it's. Totally, it doesn't go by the same formula of all the other James Bond movies. Uh-huh. Like, it's James Bond's like, screw MI, I'm just out for revenge. He's on a rampage, but he's being a spy the whole time. You know, this guy thinks he's evil, but he really isn't.
So, which one are you on now?
I'm getting to Pierce.
You're getting to GoldenEye?
Yes.
Okay. So, are you going to go all the way up through every single one of them? Oh, okay.
Okay. I haven't seen the newest one.
I haven't seen the newest one either.
I wasn't a fan of the newest
one. I hear either it was the greatest or...
I don't think it was the greatest.
Good. I mean, we asked Simon. I'll ask Millie. I know a British person. I'll ask her.
I didn't really like it.
I can ask Kizzle.
Yeah, he's basically a...
You know? He crowd. Yeah. Them bastards. A movie I watched on YouTube. It's on YouTube, but it was an actual movie. Super Mario Brothers. I think it's very, very underrated movie.
I don't think so, but
here's my synopsis. It's just a mashup of life. So like you got to take like different concepts to why this movie would be cool, and then understand that they're just piecing shit together to make it decent. I'm so sure. Once you get these pieces, you're like, all right, and the casting's not bad.
No, John Leguizamo and.
It's got Dennis Hopper.
Dennis Hopper.
Easy Rider. That's all I got to say.
Which
Hodgins.
Who played
Hopkins,
Mario?
Hoskins.
Hoskins.
Hoskins. Hoskins. That's right, Bob Hoskins.
And even the princess.
Shmee? What about Shmee? Shmee's me.
The princess is pretty hot in there, I'm going to be honest.
All right.
And like a damsel in distress hotness, you know.
She's okay.
Like that girl you got to say.
I kind of wanted
you know,
someone hotter even as a younger kid. You know what I mean? Like, if she's the princess, I want...
She's done some stuff after that. I forget what it was.
She's kind of like... how do I put this? Because when you think of Princess Peach, it's long, flowing blonde hair. Like, kind of a princess. She wasn't the princess.
Correct.
She was, but she didn't know it kind of thing. And she was like a damsel in distress, short blonde hair.
It was a...
Long blonde hair.
I've played the games and I've seen the movie.
Okay. Let me tell you where I'm getting to this. She was just kind of the...
She wasn't a princess.
Right.
I know.
But he was... She was Luigi's princess, but didn't make any sense because I thought it was Mario who was trying to... But you just got to ignore those plot lines. You have to ignore all plot lines.
That's what you told me.
And what they try to do is try to throw in some cool things.
You got to ignore the story of this movie completely and just watch it.
It's just how's of them trying to give a tribute to a great video game series, but they can't really... I mean, how do you create a Mario movie? You have to create, like... The only way you can do it is you have to go legitimately. But, I mean, like, some levels... Okay, so it only takes them, like, 10 seconds. So I just got to make a montage of a whole entire, like, first third of the levels.
It doesn't have to be them breaking blocks and jumping.
I'm not saying
Goombas.
Breaking blocks, but, you know, the overall theme of it.
I know. I understand what you're saying.
Like, you know, in Mario Brothers, what's it, 3?
No, yeah. It definitely was supposed to be a cash cow. Like, here's a Mario Brothers movie.
You know what angered me a lot?
Live action.
Was the Yoshi.
You know what? I didn't mind the Yoshi. As a real interpretation of a Yoshi.
Yeah, but it was like so shoehorned. You know, I wanted it to like grow up. Like that was baby Yoshi. And then at the end, they're just both guns ablazing on the back of this grown-ass Yoshi with wings and jets.
No, you're right. Breath. You are laser correct rocks. On that.
Yeah. Like that let me down. I kind of like the Goombas, how they had the tiny head. Okay, that's fine.
Mushroom was pretty cool, how they incorporated that. How,
hey, Mario, there's a fungus among us.
Yeah. I mean, and Dennis Hopper.
Yeah, Dennis Hopper is good.
Yeah, he was a good
pick. And his, like, counter, the woman that he's with, has been in some other... C-plus movies. So, I you know... You gotta, you know. So, I mean, I'm just saying, I don't think it was like, oh, I mean, because like, can you, I mean, there's a lot of movies that like, okay, what if they never made a Mortal Kombat the movie? You'd be like, man, they should have made a Mortal Kombat the movie.
Exactly. Of course.
So at least they made this movie in homage to the video game. But like, I think, like, can you imagine a Zelda?
The thing,
if you made a Zelda one.
Ooh, actually, we saw that.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Okay.
And like, it's a little too cheesy for like.
Correct.
Watching it, I was like, I hope they don't make this because it didn't look. It wasn't terrible. But I was like, if there's a
some
Zelda,
guy in his garage, though.
If there's a Zelda movie, I want to. But I thought it was real at the time I watched it.
Okay.
So I was nervous about it. So, but after watching it, I was like, you know, if they're going to make a Zelda movie, I kind of want it to be godlike.
We're talking about that CG pitch, what was it, 2007?
Yeah, on YouTube.
For a Zelda movie. And it would all be CG, which but I think it would work well.
Here's the thing that. That,
if
like,
done right,
that video games to movie transfers, why we get so upset when the movie's bad, it's because these video games have great storylines already.
And
And usually movies who try to play off that, they don't. They're just like, no, you know.
Which one
did? We don't know. That demographic doesn't know what it wants.
Right.
We're going to tell
it
what it wants.
We did market testing, and this didn't
I mean, do
work
any of them
here.
Actually do? I mean...
What?
Stick to the storylines? Yeah. Well, what's a good video game movie adaptation? In silence.
Wow.
I gotta think of one. There might be one.
There has to be.
There's a Halo.
Yeah,
poured onto Dawn. That's pretty good. And there's
some of the Resident Evil. I like the second one.
I'll give you Resident Evil. I'll give you Resident Evil.
We're so disappointed by the first one that it's like, well, we'll just see the second
That's
one.
That's what was great. I didn't see
I
the
saw
first
the second
one.
I didn't either. I saw the second one in the theater, and I was like, this is awesome.
Yeah.
This dude's just like. Looks
I
like,
can relate to that character.
Coke.
Jesus. But
that's what that guy is like, though. I mean, fucking shit up.
And
like,
there's some.
Oh wait,
there were some Halo shorts on the Discovery Channel that weren't bad. Like
I've heard like
that
Red
too.
Versus Blue. I mean,
no,
because those were actually funny. But
yeah,
anyways.
They were live action Discovery Channel shorts that they made. They weren't bad. And then they had a Forward Onto Dawn kind of web series turned movie. You can watch it on Netflix now as a single movie. Which isn't bad at all, but feature film. Let's think feature film.
I mean, video games aren't even that old, so you got to think about that in general. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not like, and you can't make like an Excitebike bike.
Yeah, there's some games that you can't make a game.
Well, right, but yeah. I'm just saying a good video game movie.
I'm really trying to think.
I mean, I guess, like, I mean, honestly, Mortal Kombat 1, actually, the plot line makes kind of sense.
I would say Mortal Kombat 1 is a fun movie. I enjoy watching it.
Yeah. It's way better than, Street Fighter, the movie, sucked, I thought. It was horrible.
Oh, it was terrible.
It was terrible.
Plot made no sense. It was, they just kind of threw some people in there. The plot line should have took 20 minutes, and they stretched it into, too long.
The only thing, Zangief was perfect.
Zangief was. But we've already talked about
that. What is a good one? I'm looking over at my games. Mike Tyson was in a movie, right?
Tyson's Poncho.
There have been some crappy movie-to-game adaptations that I'm seeing my Back to the Future.
Was there a Metal Gear... Metal Gear Solid or something like that, or Silent Hill or something like that.
All the Silent Hills, I think, are pretty.
Just kind what's of... what's the one? Man, one of those original like go around shoot 'em up type. I don't know. I mean, there's pretty much none.
Yeah, I can't think of it any either. It's
I'm done. I stopped thinking.
I'm going to post something on Facebook just to find out. Someone's got to know something out there in the world, you know?
But someone will probably put, like, Street Fighter 2. LOL.
Hi.
Oh, so, I found, because I've been
how my James Bond little addiction started was someone's like, my favorite one is You Only Die Twice. I'm like, that's odd because I don't have a favorite James Bond movie. You just, it's a James Bond movie. We're going to watch it. Good time. I don't really, I've never really even watched them all the way through. So I started with that one and then kind of went back and went through. So from Russia with Love on.
Uh-huh.
And when I start talking to other people, like, oh, what's your favorite? And the consensus with people on our age bracket is
GoldenEye.
Why? And it's so funny because they'll go, I played the game and then I watched the movie.
Well, because
even Helwig was like, that's how I watch it. I love that movie.
Yeah, well, I actually saw the movie first, and it was like the first, it was a big deal coming out. It was a November release, like big time for movies.
It was.
And it was the first one of our generation for us. Like, here's James Bond, new generation. And we were like,
here's the freshest James Bond yet.
And the thing is, he was supposed to be Batman before.
He was supposed to be Batman before James Bond.
He was supposed to be James Bond James before Bond. That. And I forget who they went with, but. Whoever was before that.
Timothy Dalton.
It was supposed to be Pierce Brosnan. It was supposed to be like his young, up-and-coming, you know, British actor from these British soapbox things. And he was supposed to soap operas. He was supposed to come right in and save the day. And then they're like, no. So then he got to...
He blows him to smithereens, and then he goes,
so then, like he had to wait, history. And then he could do it later, and he couldn't do as many, you know, like it wasn't, you know, so.
But when it finally happened, GoldenEye is probably my second favorite. I think it has just the right amount of element.
It's
with
great.
A little bit of sci-fi in it. Not, I mean, it is feasible, but it's.
You know what? High five, because I think that is going to be my number two. By the end of this thing.
And it's a... It's
I
just,
think it
it's
will
a good,
be.
I still love it.
It's a good rebooting of James Bond. Here's James Bond. Here's a good story. Here's a lot of action for you. Twists.
That's what's kind of cool.
You're going to have some cool gadgets.
Yeah.
Q, he's there until... Well, may he rest in peace. No, I mean, because he was in every Bond movie up until he did pass.
Yeah.
But watching them when they reboot... Because it's you have Sean Connery, who is that, I'm that dashing young rogue, you know, going in, going to be a spy, whooping ass, banging broads. And then Roger Moore, like, right at the beginning, I didn't even know this, they show him, I mean, he's clearly older.
Mm-hmm.
This is older James Bond, a mature one, and he's going to the graveyard, and there's a tombstone for his dead wife. And you're like, oh. And then it clicked to me. I'm like, oh, duh. They're trying to tell me this is an older James Bond.
Uh-huh.
And it carries on. And then, like, Timothy Dalton, it's kind of cool. Okay, now he's younger. He's, like, middle of the road between the two.
And we were talking, we're like, Sean Connery.
Connery.
Sean Connery. Sean Connery. We were saying, he's even too self-arrogant. For James Bond.
Yeah.
Like, it's a good James Bond, but just watching him, you're just like, even this guy's too smooth.
He's so full of himself.
Yeah.
And then
just smacking.
That's what's
women.
Awesome, he's, though. Like, yeah, I mean, that's what's awesome about him. He is what you want to be. Like, how do you not want to be, hey, I get to go bang whoever the hell I want.
He would just,
I get to go wherever in the world. And, oh, it's, you know, I like danger. Let's go where there's danger. Oh, let me just cure danger. Yeah, that's what he does, you know? Oh, shit, I'm going to go, Morocco needs something. Let's go to this nice-ass fucking island.
Yeah, I know a good hotel.
Oh, let's throw Halle Berry into this mix, you know?
And he just batters women.
I thought he
sends bitches to shelters in that move in those movies.
Oh yeah,
they just shove their face down.
He's all NWA.
Slap a slap, smack
slap a
their
slap.
Face.
Bitches ain't shit but hoes and tricks.
And of course, there's the GoldenEye.
Doesn't really matter. Just look at the picture.
There's the GoldenEye video game, which we all grew up on. One of the First person shooters on a game console.
Dude, I just remember playing that for hours. I know. Oh, on hours. Yeah. And then I remember watching like horror movies after that and then going camping. Those were the days.
That was
Surge.
My childhood.
Surge. And then there was some Surge involved there.
Oh, there was a lot of
Surge. Yeah.
I remember my first Surge experience. I'm dead serious.
I remember my first Surge experience after like 11 p.m. I was like, oh my God, yeah, I'm going to be up for dirt.
So what was it? You want to go first?
You go.
Okay, so
I don't really remember mine, so go.
It's me and my grandfather. I totally made mine up.
Me and my grandmother were having a surge. Continue.
So me, grandfather, my papu, he was like, oh yeah, like after it was a baseball practice, oh, you go get something to drink. I'm like, ooh, Surge, it's the newest shit, yo. And he was like, since you, old guy, like, I knew my mom would be like, really? Because I don't want you bouncing off the walls. He's like, oh, that's great. You know, sugar water. So go back to the house. I didn't drink it right away. So he finally went to bed. I'm like, I'm thirsty. I'll try a Surge. You know, I didn't believe. Oh, yeah. I've had pop. I'm a man. I've drank some heavy colas in my day.
Mountain Dew, no problem.
Yeah. I had this Surge. I was up all night, and I couldn't stop watching the oh my gosh, I forget his name. And it
Conan
was so
O'Brien.
Scary. No. Manson. Charlie Manson.
Charlie Manson. What? Oh, you were watching the Charlie Manson trial.
Yes.
I've heard this story.
Yes. It
freaked you the fuck out.
I was in fit. I'm like, this guy is nuts. And I'm legitimately like looking out the window like, dude, they probably, you know, probably escaped from jail right now. Like, I
remember
was freaking out.
Rescue 911 did that. Or not rescue.
Slept for 30 minutes, mysteries. Had to wake up for choir practice.
Surge was so awesome. Jolt was the original one, but Surge was, I remember going out to New York and
it's
my
so
parents
good
let
they
me,
still make it.
Like, I had a really shitty summer one year where I had to like stay with my grandparents and they had no kids that lived around them and it was awful. So
yeah,
like
had
I had to go, they had
sets,
no toys.
It.
Like, it was nothing. Yeah. Like
blocks.
One TV, no, and like blocks. My grandma wanted to watch soap operas, you know, shit like that. So every once in a while, my mom would be like, all right, you can go down to the gas station and go get something. So my ass would get jolted. Every imaginable thing I could just, I don't know, it was awesome. They had like their own
the
little ice cream sundae place, so I could get my own sundae. And like,
the hardest stuff you could buy at that age.
Yeah, Surge.
Yeah. He's is
still but, open. No, is it that late?
9:45. They're in a non-real time. It's 9:45 somewhere where you're watching this.
Yeah, no one's watching this.
Yes! The crown has been passed.
Anyway, let's get to Superior Spider-Man.
Yes, because July was Superior Spider-Man month. So what they're doing with a lot of the Spider-Man series is now that it is established, Doc Ock is Spider-Man, and Marvel said, at least for the rest of this year, we're not going to even see Pete. They're trying to sort of branch off more titles so they can get more of our money involving the new Spider-Man. So I did the Superior Foes of Spider-Man. It's really good. It's about the new Sinister Six, which is Shocker, Lady Beetle. What are you filming?
He's filming so everyone else can watch it.
Oh, gotcha. So then you can Snapchat it?
Yeah.
Is that what you're going to do? Okay. Lady Beetle, Shocker, Boomerang. I probably already said that. Speed Demon. And they're trying to find sort of their sixth person. And it's funny seeing them because it's kind of more of a mature comic. There's constant penis jokes, and there's constant like, it sounds funny, but
there's
like
a lot of penal reference.
They're mature, like they're drinking at a bar, and it is like how these five criminals would talk amongst each other when just
so,
drinking at a bar.
So is it, it's not at the level as what was the series they had, Marvel, where it was completely
Knights, like Marvel Knight? Well,
no,
oh,
no,
I know
no,
what
no.
You mean oh, shoot, and I bought some. Max.
Yeah, Max. The Max edition that was, like, uncensored.
Yeah, you saw boobs.
So it's not to that. It's not
no,
that
it's
extreme,
it's a T-plus rating.
Okay.
So, you know, it's still safe. Because if you're not a teen and you're reading this, you're not going to even know what's going on. Like, if you're a younger kid, all these jokes are going over your head. But Boomerang's hysterical in it. It's just really funny to see how they're tying these goofy characters who were the first bad guys we saw Doc Ock fight as Spider-Man. So, great read. I would recommend it. If you just want a funny read, it's kind of like Deadpool. Yeah. Because Boomerang's really funny. He gets drunk when he shouldn't get drunk, and he bumbles around, but he's actually really trying to do a good job for the new Sinister Six. The other thing is that to also come out is Superior Carnage. Now, you read that first Carnage series with me, where it was like computer generated.
Yeah, Iron Man and Spider-Man were stopping Carnage.
And be honest,
what was it called?
It was just called Carnage.
Was it?
Yeah.
It was just lame.
Yeah, man. It was a lot of talking, and it was more about like Iron Man.
Yeah.
There wasn't a lot, like Spider-Man would occasionally
appear. It was lame because Carnage is supposed to be this kind of gritty serial killer.
When he's around, you're going to see blood, pools of it.
Yeah, but they've just made him too scientific. You know what I
mean? Yeah, like, and they're still like doing that, but it's cool now.
The thing about Carnage was that he's kind of raw, animalistic.
Correct. He just wants to kill. He believes in complete anarchy.
And so...
if I want to kill you, I should, because I can.
They kind of take that out of him.
Why not, you know?
Throw him in the space, but he's not dead.
He's not dead. He was just ripped in half, and now we're going to build him robot legs. Yeah. And Tony needs to stop the guy that's building those robot legs.
It just got too technical. He's supposed to be kind of the... just evil. Just pure evil.
You throw him in, and cities start crumbling. So then that's what kind of happened with Carnage USA. Uh-huh. Instead of doing it in New York, he goes to some Midwest town.
Venom ever tried to go against Hulk?
Venom or Carnage? They're different.
No, I think he knows. Right?
Venom. No. Do I?
I don't know.
So do you know
we're the talking about Carnage.
Venom and Carnage.
Isn't Carnage like the more badass Venom?
He's a different person.
He's the offspring of Venom's symbiote suit.
Gotcha.
And he attaches himself to a serial killer.
Yeah. Gotcha. And each line is stronger than the last. So Carnage is technically a stronger symbiote than Venom.
Gotcha.
But he's mostly symbiote because of that.
Yeah, they feed off of anger and blood.
Because Carnage, all those emotions. Carnage does take shape, but not like a form like Venom. You know, Venom's a huge... Carnage is kind of like...
He's constantly, moving, changing.
Yeah.
Throwing spikes. But that ain't...
Nonetheless,
he could.
Hulk ever had to deal with that?
I'm sure.
I think Hulk could punch Venom out of...
Oh, yeah.
Eddie Brock or Flash Thompson or whoever it is.
But it would be interesting if somebody could create a plot line where...
Oh, you know, absolutely.
At least for a few. Because
it'd be cool.
Like a little mini.
Spider-Man
3-4 episodes. You know, he's trying to get rid of it. And there's something in his, you know, radiation.
Gamma radiation blood.
Yeah.
And it turns the symbiote green.
Yeah.
Well, there's supposed to be, I think, I'm not sure if it's out yet. It's a Hulk cartoon featuring.
Smash. The Agents of Smash.
Yeah.
Come on, yo. It's on Disney. XD. Where you be.
I know,
not there watching it with me.
I haven't watched it because it looks
just flowing.
It looks kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, it's a kids show. Like kid show.
Oh, it's okay. It's just for smaller kids.
Like, because Hulk entertains
tiny
kid. Oh, I'm just gonna smash. Like Scar, because it has all the Hulks in it. So his son, Scar, and everything. So he's probably
She Hulk.
Yeah, should I? All right.
See,
that's pretty good.
So
show him.
I did.
Oh, okay.
While you were talking, I was trying to segue it to where you didn't have to talk.
So wait, what are we?
You're talking about Superior Spider-Man.
Superior Carnage. So then there was Carnage USA. So it was like maximum carnage happening in this Midwestern town. So he's trying to take over the city, and he's actually doing like a badass job. Like they got to call the Avengers in. Carnage is crazy. So after they capture him there, you find out, well, they lobotomize Cletus Kasady, the guy who is the host to the symbiote. So he has no brain. The Wizard comes in at the beginning of this series and is like, okay, I want Carnage on the newest Fearsome Four, like his evil team. And I'll just control
Cletus's mind, because I can control minds with this helmet. If I can control him, I can control the symbiote. Well, since he was lobotomized, he can't control Cletus's mind. So when he tries to do it, Carnage just wrecks his shit, tearing it up. And then, to even get deeper into the story, the wizard's losing his mind. But then Claw, like, there's a bunch of crazy stuff going on. And now, after issue two, they decided, well, since I can't control Cletus's mind, it's all wrecked, I'll just have the symbiote go to this cripple guy, and I'll control his mind and control Carnage. So, I mean, it's setting up for some pretty cool stuff. And it looks like, I mean, it's going to just be a Doc Ock taking on Carnage, which, that's going to be pretty cool. So yeah. They don't have, like, Tony and the Avengers. It's just
Doc Ock, Carnage.
Well, actually, Carnage, Wizard, Claw, and then they'll probably find someone else.
So, well, I guess that about wraps it up.
Okay.
Let me get a song queued up here.
All right.
What about Tomb Raider?
What about Superior Spider-Man?
You mean The Amazing Spider-Man? He's talking about movies.
No, I was talking about the comic.
Ah.
Max Payne?
We can say that for next time for a little comic news.
I'm looking at Max, so you can just know.
What? You want me to cut Superior Spider-Man out of this?
No. Oh. Leave it for next time. So there's some... Because it's pretty crazy.
Number one, Mortal Kombat.
It's just crazy good. Because it's a hard one to talk about, because there's so much going on. I don't want to talk for 30 minutes straight about a comic book.
I could listen to your sweet, sweet lovin's.
Honey, you put that...
Well, thanks for joining us once again on Yeah, I Am a Nerd. I want to thank Will Lorzing for coming out.
Yeah! Hear that? People are clapping for me.
So tell us audience. What your favorite video game movie adaptation is. You can email that at Yeah, I Am a Nerd.
I thought you were asking me. I'm like, not now. I don't know, man.
email your favorite movie video game adaptation to yeahiamanerd@gmail.com.
And anyone who answers correctly will be sent a $5 gift card.
Valish and
I
will be at Console Combat on the 24th of August.
Yes.
Which is Saturday, 2 weeks from now, I believe.
Yeah, so we should get another podcast in before then.
Yeah. Console Combat, it'll be taking place at a Microsoft store up in Cleveland Heights, fighting video game tournament playing, and come out if you like that kind of stuff.
Please come out, because I went really not knowing anything about Marvel when I went, and I had a blast. Just hanging out there is a great time.
Yeah, just meeting new people and
just you'll smell new some new smells, but you'll get past that.
So yeah,
built up a tolerance.
Will, do you have any parting words that you would like to give our viewers?
I really
here's a segment. Words of Wisdom with Will Lorzing. Hit it!
I really think everybody needs to rewatch Super Mario Brothers. That's all I'm trying to say. I think give it another chance to watch it for its theatrical genius. That
or lack thereof.
So Oscar goes to Super Mario Brothers movie.
But
I mean, I love John Leguizamo, you know? Roger Rabbit,
now
Bob
that
Hoskins.
We're older. Easy Rider. It's bad to watch it now.
Because you're not expecting much out of it. It was a 90s movie.
I'll have to go back and...
It's on YouTube. You don't even have to pay for it.
Okay, I'll watch it in parts on YouTube, just like
I did.
On
Netflix?
No, you don't even have to watch it in parts.
Oh,
like,
cool?
They have the whole movie. I did it.
Nice. Well,
the studio doesn't want to claim
it.
That's
why
it's not taken down.
I don't know.
Until next time, stay cool, everybody.
Peace.
Ow!
Someone to be. Meet me at your friendly.